good evening, and I'm so grateful to be able to come to you one more time to talk to you about the model prayer found in Matthew. So, I listen to different ministers and the way they talk about how they approach certain topics. And this one is rather intriguing. And what I have heard recently is that we pray the wrong way. We pray for ourselves when the Bible is saying in Matthew that it's not about just us, it's about everyone. Because it doesn't talk about any one person singular. And the model prayer is talking about praying for everyone. And I thought about that and I said, let me look at that. And truly, it does speak from the position of a group or more than one person. And so this particular pastor was saying that that's how we miss out, because we're praying for just us and God wants us to care for everyone, the entire world. That to me is a large task. But if we are to love one another, I guess we have to pray for one another. But my problem with all that is, how do we get a personal savior if we are using that prayer as a model and praying for everyone instead of what we need? This particular minister was saying we get all that if we pray for everybody else. I have an issue with that. My issue is that I have taken Jesus on as my personal savior. And he calls us one by one. He didn't call us all together. He didn't save us all together, but we're expected to give up ourselves and our desires for the good of the many. But then there's a passage in the Bible that says God will give you the desires of your heart. So that's definitely talking about one person. So in some situations, I think you have to listen to someone else's interpretation of what the scripture is and come to your own conclusion. I know that this is a well spoken and very articulate and very well educated pastor who was at one time the leader of a great congregation, but he's no longer around. But I listen to so many different ministers, but I don't want to miss the mark. I don't want to miss the mark, and I know that Christ spoke to individual apostles and told them different things, and they were meant to be taken as individuals, especially Timothy. So we have to think about what people are saying and how they're saying it, and the directions that were given to certain people. We have to say that we cannot come to the conclusion that we don't ever get to pray for ourselves. We don't ever get to ask for the things that we want. We do. I think that's an inaccurate teaching. Even though the thought is a good one that we pray for everyone and pray for everyone's needs. And we do that at certain times, but that's a prayer for the congregation. But we have a chance. It is my belief that we have a chance. And God wants to talk to us individually. He wants us to talk to him individually. Because so many, many times in the Bible we hear, Lord, Lord, my God, meaning my personal God. And even on the cross, Jesus' last words were, my God, why have you forsaken me? So at that time, he prayed for himself. And I think that we should pray for ourselves. So sometimes leaders may lead you the wrong way, and it's intentional. This is sort of heresy, sort of heretical thinking. But I don't want you to think that I think I know everything. I don't know everything. I don't know a lot of things, and this is just an observation that I made. And I think we also have to look at the way people say things and when they say them and the context in which they're saying them. But if you're giving a teaching to the entire church, the entire congregation, and you say, this Bible is not a religious book, it is a testimony. Testament meaning a testimony of other people, which it is. Testimony of what these apostles saw and what these prophets saw and what they observed. But he's saying that it was before a kingdom or a kingship, and you have to approach it in a legal way, in a way that you're addressing someone who is the king of the world. This is crazy. It's crazy thinking. And I'm not sure I got that right, but that's what I gleaned from this particular sermon. So, this is not to say I don't learn something from everybody that I listen to. I do. There's not one preacher I've ever listened to that I didn't learn something from. His approach, this approach is so drastically different from any other approach I've seen, where everything is explained in detail and you feel like you're sitting before a professor who's explaining the rudiments of the Bible to you. But be careful. Be careful that you don't miss the mark. Because every word in the Bible is a promise to you. And for one thing, we were talking about the rainbow. The rainbow is a covenant that God makes or made with Noah and with us, future generations, that he would never rid the world of all the flesh, human or otherwise, by water. And the rainbow is a sign of that covenant that God made at that time. Anytime we see the rainbow, that's a sign of the covenant, because the Bible is speaking 3 or 4 places about the rainbow and God's covenant. So, I don't want to confuse anybody. I just want to just give you my observation, which is today about these two topics. I think they're rather unique because the rainbow has been taken to some strangeness, that we have a covenant based on that rainbow after the flood. How could it be symbols of so many other things that are not based upon God's word? That was an observation that one of those speakers made, and I'm not going to talk any further about that, but why the rainbow of all things? Amen. Father in heaven, I pray that no one is offended by what I said. I pray that if anyone needs further research, they will seek that research from the Bible and from other ministers or ministries, and have someone explain it. I am just talking about some observations that I made, unique observations that I made during the past week as I've been trying to recover from my injuries that I sustained 12/27 to my ribs and to my legs and to my hands, and it has been a challenge. So I don't want to misinterpret anything. I'm just talking about what I have observed. I just thank God for his giving me back some of my health and strength and allowing me to move about in any way, because I know what a blow I took. But I also know who took the most of that blow. He said he'd hide me under the shadow of his wing, and he hid me, and an angel would be there for me, and the angel was there. I think God himself took that blow for me, and I am so grateful. I'm so thankful to be sitting here in this car right now talking to you. So God bless, and know that if you prayed for me, I do appreciate it, and I will pray for you and all of my audience. Take care of my audience. In Jesus' name, amen.